praise you. We give you glory. We thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. You are so worthy. Thank you, Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood. We thank you for not just leaving us. You took care of everything. You rose up from the grave. You imparted anointing to us, gave us Holy Spirit. You've healed us, delivered us, prospered us, blessed us, protected us, given us wisdom, instruction, understanding. We're grateful. We take it. We want more, Lord. We want more. More, Lord, more. More glory, Lord. More, 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 more. We want more. We want more of you, Lord. We want more of you. We can't do without you, Lord. We want more in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. If you need prayer this morning, if you'll come up, we're going to pray for you. We'll lay hands on you, release the anointing, and you will be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come help me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ron, you come up here with me and Danny, please. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Healing always comes. The Bible says that you can come and the elders can lay hands on you and you can be healed. And when the anointing is released on you, you receive it and allow it to begin to work. And then don't say anything else except that you are healed, right? Nothing else. We agree with the healing on our body. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for health and healing, the anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for miracle. Feeling right. Feeling right in Jesus' name. Life and light of the Zoe life of God in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, take it. Take it. Take your eyesight. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that's right. Take it.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. He is a good God. Thank you, Lord. He's good all the time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Both of you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. They're usher right here, these two. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, from the top of your heads to the soles of your feet, we speak the anointing of God, removing every burden and destroying every yoke. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Whew, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 120 over 80 right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the plan. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. 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 So I literally felt like a baby jumped. Mamas know what I mean. The Holy Ghost jumped up in me a minute ago and said, addictions are leaving today. So if you're addicted to something, come up here right now.
Hallelujah. Addicted to, my guilt.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Leaving today. Look at these brave ones.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
If you're addicted to guilt, come down here. If you feel guilty all the time, come down here. There's no condemnation in God. There's none. There's none. There's two more people that need to come down here. You're addicted to guilt. Come down here. Because today's the end of it. The end of all the other stuff. Need to be addicted to God. Addicted to God. You don't need anything else. There's no high like the Most High. Praise God. Praise God. You got anything else on that? All right. Okay, we're not going to ask you what it is. God knows. Today it's over. You can walk away today. Anytime the devil tempts you again, you just say, no, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's over. I'm not spending my life letting something control me.
He shows you who he is today.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
He shows you who he is today. The name of God is mercy. The name of God is kindness. The name of God is love. He shows you an intimate experience with who he is today.
That's right. Thank you, Lord. Somebody right here. Come on. In Jesus' name. We break the spirit of addiction in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. Broken out in Jesus' name. We break the spirit of addiction out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in the name of Jesus. No more. No more. Danny, right here, these two, you have the anointing for them. We'll follow you. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amanda, come here. I just heard the Lord say this. You're going to take a risk, and you have the courage to do it. There's an anointing for this. You're going to say, this is not something I usually do, but I'm risking it. God's gonna do this. In Jesus' name, I declare the courage to step out on a new adventure. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Give God some glory. You may be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! I'm loaded.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In a good way. Always in a good way. I don't need anything else. That all left me a long time ago. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 9:6. We're going to receive our offering this morning. How many of you are here today?
I am here.
Not thinking about what's going on somewhere else, what trouble's happening. You just be here. Just be here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Man, that was so good, you guys. Just every note, everything. Just praise the Lord. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 9:6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly. Any questions? He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. That's us. So let each one, as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly, so I guess I have to give. No, we don't want it.
No.
Or of necessity, I guess I have to. God loves a cheerful giver. Meaning you're excited, you're ready, prompt to do it. You're like, man, I want to sow into that. Man, I want to give into that. Hey, where's my girl? Oh, did I play, Mac for this audience? Okay. Okay. Praise the Lord. So God is good. So hold on. I really think we ought to do this. So. Patience, family. Here we go.
You don't need to call me back. I just...
Hold on. I'll play it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Hold on. You got to hear the name.
Hey, Roxanne. This is Mac Hammond. You don't need to call me back. I just wanted to thank you for a special gift you sent to our global church planting vision. I'm excited to have y'all partnering with us, and I believe with you that you're planting seed in good soil that'll produce a harvest of blessing. Thank you again. God bless you.
Isn't that awesome? Brother Matt, I love his voice. God is good. So your harvest of blessing. Take it.
Yes.
Take it.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. God is able, verse 8, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
All sufficiency in all things. Say all sufficiency
in
all things. What it says, may have an abundance for every good work.
Amen.
Church, this scripture in the New Testament is the definition of prosperity. If people want to know what the prosperity message is, the prosperity message is that God is able to supply every need and every want that you have, so that you always have enough of everything that you need, and then you have an abundance so that you can give to every good work that God chooses for you to give to.
That's right.
That's pretty simple to me.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound to me like somebody's trying to get my money.
No.
No. Because in all these scriptures, you have a choice.
True.
Amen. So we should be living in heaven's economy. It's different from earth economy. Prosperity is to excel to the highest place in something desired. Heaven's economy is great. We're talking, they don't have asphalt streets there. Amen. They got gold. If you just got a pothole of that, you'd be good here, right? Amen. Just kidding. Praise the Lord. Heaven's economy is great. Prosperity is great. Now, I mentioned this to you last week. I want to quote it again, Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So obviously, the prosperity message is not about serving money. It's about serving God. It's not about money having you. It's about you having money. So get that out of your thinking and don't let anyone tell you any different. It's a good thing. So he wants you prospering. Mammon would be materialism. That's the use of people to get money. But prosperity is the use of money to get people. Amen. So we sow to the Spirit and we reap the proper harvest. It's a matter of heart and it's a matter of honor. We do this for honor. 2 Corinthians 9:10 there, just across the page there, says, now may he who supplies seed to the sower. Oh, wait a minute. You don't have to come up with your own seed?
Wow.
It says he supplied the seed.
He does.
He supplies the seed to the sower and bread for food. So then that means you don't sow your bread. You just sow the seed. So there's money you get to keep or stuff you get to keep. You don't have to go to H-E-B and buy your groceries and then go take them down to the pantry down here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, you get to take something home.
Right.
That's a good God.
Amen.
He's not trying to deprive you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how guilty they made us all feel? Those of you who were born back when I was, way back a long time ago, when you were born back then, and your mom says, there are children.
In Africa.
Oh, what? China, Africa, India. I just heard it.
Yeah.
That are starving. Eat all the food on your plate. And then we know what happens to us. So, but, you know, we don't have to feel guilty about what we have. We need to feel blessed about what we have. We don't have to feel guilty about that God is good. This is the way he treats kids. I don't think Carter Jones feels guilty about one thing that Gran has given him. I haven't heard him say, I need to give this go-kart back. In fact, he sold the go-kart.
Yes,
he got it. I need to give back the swing set. I need to give back all these whatever games and all that stuff. I haven't ever heard him say that. I haven't heard Toby say that. In fact, Toby has expensive taste. Thank you, Jesus. Raise that boy right. But I just hear a thank you. I just hear a thank you. That's all God wants is a thank you and for you to participate with him so that other people can be as blessed as you're blessed. So he's going to provide the seed. He who supplies the seed to the sower and bread for the food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. He will provide the seed. You'll sow the seed. And so we'll do that right now. Father, we thank you for the tither. We thank you, Lord. That's not the seed. That's the tithe. We thank you, Lord. We give you what is already yours, that 10%. We give it to you, Lord. That's what changed us and put us into heaven's economy. And then we thank you for seed to sow. We thank you for those who are sowing seed today, and we thank you that they receive back good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Running over shall men give into their pockets. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, brothers. Glory to God. If you'd like to give via text message, you can text VCHL and the amount you want to give, 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hey, do we still have the picture of heaven? I don't think the Sunday morning people have seen it.
It's on Wednesday.
It's just back on Wednesday. So I made a comment last week about what heaven would look like. And I said I would have poodles and mooses in my front yard. There it is. Mac found this. Mac, did you make this?
AI
made it. See, this actually kind of looks like Boone, except he's not white. That's so cute. I could just look at it all day. Praise the Lord. My red barn's not quite that big, but we're believing. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. That's Max and Murphy and Mackie and Gracie and Petey. So, and Roxy, Avery.
Yeah.
But praise the Lord. There they are. Glory to God. All right. Let's go to Philippians 3:13. We're going to do something good today. You're going to like this today. This is going to help you today. Praise the Lord. God is good. It's called Press Toward the Mark. Philippians 3:13. You there? Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind. Did you hear that? And reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the mark, or the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let's read it again. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the mark, or the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the Apostle Paul. He's writing to the Philippians. He's writing from a Roman jail cell. We've been there. The Mamertine prison. And it's basically a sewer. And so he's there in prison. And there he is in prison, writing and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ in prison, standing in, not prison in a happy little cell, you know, but in dung.
Yeah.
Okay. So according to the natural, or Paul would say the flesh, Paul had great credentials. Do you know that? He was circumcised on the eighth day. He's the stock of Israel, tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. Concerning the law, he's a Pharisee. He keeps the law. He did. And then he had this zeal. He persecuted the church. He had a zeal for things to be right, he thought. He's holding their coats while they're stoning Stephen. You know the story. But he had all these credentials. But he said, but what things were gained to me, I have counted loss for Christ. He said he counted it all as dung. Okay? I guess you know what that is. Everybody? Okay, good. So he said that he does this now. This is what he does. He forgets the past. He forgets what is behind him, and he reaches forward to the things that are ahead. So he's looking forward. So what's he doing? He's pressing toward the mark, or the goal, of the prize of the high calling, or the upward call of God. So he's answering the call. He wasn't petting his passions. It gets quiet when I talk about that, but he's answering the call. Now, the gospel became his passion. And it's important that to know that there could be a difference. That's my point there. Nothing wrong with some things that you like and what you do, that you play golf or go hunting or what. There's nothing wrong with that. But there is a call. In fact, sometimes the things that you like get involved with the call. But you put first things first. Amen. Okay. So they're in the right order. You get that. So he's pressing. He's making a sustained effort. When you're pressing, you're making a sustained effort, right, to move forward. Church, moving forward is very, very important. And it said that he would forget what was behind and reach forward. So he's going to forget what's behind. So he had one compelling focus, one focus, one focus. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart on the future. I'm putting my heart on the future instead. Forget the past. Not all of our past is bad stuff. I've got great memories. I can tell you all sorts of stories, all sorts of wonderful things. You can tell me too. And we all have them, but I can't live on those memories. I can't just go, no, no, we can't do that. So you enjoy the good memories You reminisce, you call, but I don't live there anymore. I don't live there anymore. Now, the Bible talks about forgetting the shame of your youth. In my case, that would be a lot. Maybe with you too. But those things of the past don't take me out of the race. They don't take me out of the race. And neither should they be my focus. I mean, I've had people come up and say to me, you know, you go home for a funeral. You go, you know, I'm not from here. But if I go home, the people of the town knew me then in my youth. And this is what they'll say to me. You're a preacher? Party girl is a preacher? Because that's what I was. Let's make a party. Let's make a party. We're going to make a party. That's what life was about for me. But I'm not focusing on what I thought then. I'm not focusing on what I did then. I'm focusing on what I'm about to do, what we're going to do, what we're going to do together. Amen. Rehearse the victories in God, church. Go back and think about what happened that was good. That's a good memory. Amen. All the wonderful things that he's done for you. But forget the past shame. Romans 8:1 says, now, therefore, there is no condemnation. You looking at it? Now. Right now. Now is now. Say now.
Now.
It just upgraded itself.
Yeah.
Now is now.
Yeah.
Now there's, okay, so right now there's no condemnation for anyone listening to my voice. Right now. No condemnation. I'm not talking about conviction. I'm talking about no condemnation for those who follow after the Spirit. Amen. So listen, if you're walking after the flesh, you're thinking about your past and your failure. So, but this says, if you walk after the Spirit, the case is closed. It's over. Amen. Even as soon as yesterday's mistakes. So maybe you opened your big mouth yesterday. Maybe you smarted off. Maybe you said something. Maybe you did something. Maybe you told a little white lie. Maybe whatever. Well, today's a new day. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm not talking about, oh, good, that's good, so then I can just habitually do whatever I want to. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about mistakes. We do want to make the correction, because if you continue to make mistakes, you're sowing seed and you're, but I'm talking about coming out of things. Amen. You don't have to, and one of the first ways you're going to come out of an addiction is to stop feeling guilty about it.
Yeah.
Amen. Stop feeling you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The windshield is a lot bigger than the rearview mirror. Start looking through it. And I would just say this to you. I don't know that there's anyone present here. You may be. But if you're online, I just want you to hear this. You should see some change in your life if you're getting good understanding of salvation and his grace. I think most of us here have seen that and know that. Amen. So, you should see some parasite drag fall away.
Amen.
You should be. If you've been here any amount of time, you should be. Habits should be changing. Addictions should be going. And they can if you realize that they are addictions. I mean, you can think about a person who calls themselves an alcoholic. Or they don't call themselves that, but they keep drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking. And they say, oh, I can quit any time. But can they? Okay. In God, they can. And you don't have to name yourself anything, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
But they don't recognize it. But when you've recognized it and you're going, I'm way overboard on this. I'm way overboard on this. And it doesn't have to be alcohol. It could be sugar. I'm way overboard on the sugar. Whatever it is. Or I'm way overboard on gossip. Or I'm way overboard on whatever it is. And you start noticing it.
Yeah.
Half or more than half of the battle is going, yep, there's the problem right there. Amen. And then you and God deal with it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Start looking forward on that. So forget the past. Forget it today. Move on toward, now listen, move on toward the goal of the prize. Don't move on to the high calling. Move on to the Mark, right? Mm-hmm. Toward the goal of the prize. So here's an example for you. Mata and I have been to the bowling alleys in our lives. We know something about that. How many of y'all have been bowling in your life? Ooh, I thought. Okay. So when you roll the ball, you don't look at the pins. You look at the marks. Okay. So there's something called a fingertip ball. Anybody know what that is? Okay. So fingertip, they're spread further apart. And when you let that ball go, it rolls a certain way and then it turns in. It turns in. Okay. So you can't roll it down the middle or it'll roll off on the other side. In my case, it would roll off on the right side because I'm left-handed. I get the advantage of the better side of the lane. It's not as used. But you pick out a mark and you roll over that mark. And as it goes over that mark, it'll end up giving you a strike.
Yeah.
If you hit the mark. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
If you hit the mark, if you press toward the mark, you will end up with the prize of the high calling.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to bowl a 300. Is that right? 300?
Yeah.
Haven't done it in a long time. Okay. So, now I want to show you something. I think this is interesting. We're going after goals now. So get out of your mind all the other stuff that, all the past now. We're going after the goals. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pick that up a little bit later. This is interesting. There are two thoughts about the mark, or we will say goal, but they said in here mark. So I studied it. Paul uses the example of running races. Does he? And so how many of y'all were on track team? Not quite as many that bowled, but okay. Okay. So, You have your eye on the finish line, yes, but because that's where you want to go, and that we could call that the goal. And if you got there on time, if you got there on time at the right time, you would win. You'd win the race. Okay, so. So you could say that was the mark, but then there's another thought there. When runners run in a contest, they're told to stay in their lanes, and it's marked. Staying in your lane while you're running the race. You stay in your lane. There are lines there. You keep your eye on the line so you won't transgress over to another's line. Remember on track, those of you that were there, that not everybody started right at the same, because they spaced you out according to the inner circle could get there faster. So they space you out so that everybody's fair. But you stay in your lane. Now, not so much in horse racing, but in track, you stayed in your lane because if you didn't, you could get tripped. It's dangerous. You could trip up or you could trip someone. So staying in your lane keeps you from getting tripped and you tripping other people. So while you're running the race, you need to press toward the mark or stay in your lane. You need to press toward where you're going, but you need to run the race in the lane that God has provided for you. I'm trying to tell you to get comfortable in your own skin. Get comfortable in who you are. Amen. You don't have to aspire to be anybody else.
Amen.
You're just called to how God raised you up, what God called you to do. You don't have to succumb to anything else. It's just what God is calling, His calling on your life. Do y'all get that?
Yes.
So there are lines and you keep your eye there. Now, in some cases, if you go beyond your lines, you could unlawfully win the race if you're not caught. And you could reach the goal, but you reached it out of your lane. And so that's less rewarding, especially for people of integrity. It would be less rewarding than doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to press toward the mark or the goal in the lane that was assigned to you. Things run smoother if you stay in your lane and you don't get tripped and you don't trip up someone else. I know I'm harping on that here, but I want to make sure you get that. If you're in your place, it's going to go smooth. Amen. So you press toward the mark. You know that the goals are not necessarily the prizes themselves. We're doing some things right now that we have a goal. Of course, we're all fasting. And so there's the goal to not step into that temptation of what we're fasting from. And you know, 100% success. We're doing good. Most of us. A couple of people were laughing about they forgot and put something in their mouth and went, oh no. So, but, the Lord forgives. You move on. Praise the Lord. But, in order to achieve a certain thing that I want to achieve by June, I'm doing some things. And so every day I write down what I did. I'm keep track. So when I look back at the calendar, there's that feeling of success. I did it that day. It's about exercise, walking. Okay, I did that day, you know, doing it. I mean, one night we were so busy all day, we had to walk in the dark, but we took our lights out there and we walked in the dark because we're determined. Okay. So, but if you have those goals, I'll do this because, I don't know about y'all, but I love to get to check things off. I did that and I did that. You like goals, boy. Check that out. And so there's that feeling of success. So you don't want to miss. Okay, so you make these plans and you head that way. So, find your lane, run to reach the goals, don't just find your lane, stay in your lane, and understand that because the fastest way to kill a man's dream is to give him another dream. Now, a lot of people don't get that, but you have to understand, I'm talking about life dreams, destiny. Within that, you're going to have dreams. I have a dream of traveling Europe. It's going to take more than one time. But that's not my life destiny. My life destiny is to tell as many people as I can that God is good. And to do whatever I need to do for Father, for Jesus. Okay, that's my destiny in life. Praise the Lord. My destiny is to bring people from milk to meat. Teach them how they can live in the Word and have a good life. That's what I was called to do. Amen. All right. So you know what yours is. So it doesn't mean that you don't have desires and goals within that, but I'm just talking about finish line stuff. This will get more clear in just a minute. So the finish line in our case, all of us, I'll just tell you what the finish line is for all of us, is the prize of answering the call. That you answered the call. And here's the prize. You ready to hear it? I'm going to tell you what the prize is once you've done this. Is there anyone that doesn't want to know? Close your ears because I'm going to tell you. Here comes the prize. Well done. Good and faithful servant. But that's not the end. Enter into the joy. Come on, you got it? Enter into the joy, and I will make you ruler over much authority. You get more authority in the earth when you find your lane, you get in your lane, you start heading, and you start doing a good job at it, you get more authority in the spirit realm as you go. Is there anybody in here that doesn't think that Brother Copeland and Brother Hagin have more authority than you do? Because they do. Why? They got in their lane and they stayed in it. They were simply called to be faith experts. They weren't some other people were called to do other things. This is what they were called to do. They stayed in their lane. Charles Capps was called to be the word expert. The confession of your mouth. Right. He did it so well. Andrew Womack, he has a little bit broader of a path. Faith and grace. Grace too. I mean, so you can see that these people, they gained authority. You're like, well, they got a big crowd, I guess, because they have charisma and people. No, they gained big crowds or people responded to them as a result of gaining authority. Gaining authority. People listen to them.
Yeah,
amen.
Right.
And it doesn't matter whether you gain a crowd or not, as long as you're doing your job, but they happen to. Amen. But you do gain authority in the world. Okay. Did you get that? Okay. So when you're running the race now, if you're going to run a mile, when you get a quarter mile, you go, good, I got a quarter mile. And then you go, made the half mile, made the three quarter mile. Amanda used to, when she used to work for us, she'd come in every day and say, I made it this far. And then the next day she'd say, I got this far today. She says, now I'm not going to stretch it this far the next, but she had these goals and she was running the race. But I noticed she had the marker. She was thinking about where we're going. What happens when you do that? I made it this far. Now I'm going here. Now I made it this far. It's called momentum. Momentum. One thing about running the race in your lane is you can pick up momentum. In your dream, listen to me, in your dream, in your calling, you can pick up momentum.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So it's a good thing. Now, who's the perfect example? Who's the perfect example of momentum? It's Isaac. And he reached his goals. His dream came true. His vision came true. He fulfilled his call. And I don't have time to go read the story, but you know the story of Isaac over in Genesis 26, and you can go there. But this is what he did. He stayed in the covenant boundaries because God said. What did he do? He stayed in his lane. This is who we are. Preachers, listen to me. Stay in your lane. I am a faith preacher. I'm going to stay in that lane. That's what I do. I do other things. Of course, pastors have to do a lot more than that. But mine basically comes from that bent. I'm not called to run out over here and pick up prophet so-and-so and da-da-da-da. I'm going to stay. I'm going to dance with the one that brung me. Okay. Now, so stay in your lane and you move forward. Amen. Doesn't mean you don't get fed with other things. So don't go, she said that we can't. I did not.
Amen.
I'm just talking about basic training here.
Right.
Praise the Lord. So y'all get me. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that does. So then he sowed in his boundaries.
Yeah. That's good.
Thank you, Deb. I appreciate that. He sowed in his boundaries. He ran forward then in his lane. So he's going forward. He's in his lane. He's running forward. He heard from God. He's doing what God told him to do. Then he reaped. So there's momentum. I made the quarter mile. Now I'm going. I gave this and now I'm going higher. I got my harvest from that. I'm going. I'm debt free here. So I'm going. I was able to get to here. So now I'm going on. Praise the Lord. You get that momentum going. Amen. So he reaped in the land, so he's hitting the markers along the way, still in his lane. He dug as he went. He was a well digger. He kept improving his own lane. He kept digging. And he didn't stop at one success. I said he didn't stop at one success. He didn't stop at one success. He didn't stop at one success. When he got a success under his belt, he didn't say, whew, all right. No, he kept moving. I laid hands on one person and they got healed. Okay. I got baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1976. I actually spoke with tongues back then. You keep going. You keep being filled. You keep working. I made my first million. Keep going. Keep going.
Well, I knew it would come back to money.
It's about success.
Amen. It is.
Amen.
It is.
That's what it's about. It's about God's success in your life. It's not about get all you can what you get and sit on the can. It's not about that. It's about moving forward in all that God wants you to do.
Yeah.
How would we have given to the church plant had we not all put into that?
Yeah.
How would have we?
Yeah.
And whether you put in $10 or 5,000 of it, you still did it.
Yeah.
Now move on to the next goal.
Amen. More and more.
The Lord healed me of this. So I know he'll heal me of this.
Yeah.
The Lord healed my knees. The Lord healed my foot. The Lord, I had carpal tunnel in both hands after drumming and puppeting for years. The Lord healed both of them. I didn't have to go get it fixed. The Lord has healed my mouth. The Lord has healed so many things. And I was 8 months pregnant. I had asthma. And I couldn't hardly breathe, and they were about to take me to the doctor, and you're not supposed to put those kind of drugs in your body when you got a baby. And so my pastor came over to pray for me. The asthma left and never came back. And I believe that anointing is still sitting in my lungs right now. In Jesus' name. He can't have that territory back. He's not getting it. So the Lord did that. He did that. He did that. Most of you do not know this. In fact, there's probably less than 10 of you know that for a whole year I suffered with tinnitus. And it was horrible. And God healed me.
Glory to God.
I don't have it anymore. Every once in a while I have to do a little shake and say, no, you don't. You're not coming back. Y'all know what tinnitus is? It's ringing in the ears. And this was extremely loud. Extremely loud. I mean, it was to the suffering point. But I wasn't going to tell you till I got the victory. So I'm telling you, I got the victory. Praise the Lord. And so God healed me of that. God's healed me of all kinds of stuff. Why am I talking to you about that? Because he's going to heal me of anything else that would try to come. I'm not taking it. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Whatever he's healed you of, there's more of that coming if you need healing. Amen. You'll live and not die. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Momentum. You get to the place where you have divine health.
Yes.
You keep believing. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So let's go on. I need to move forward. It said in Genesis 26:13, the man waxed great, went forward and grew until he became very great. Can you see the momentum there? He waxed great, so he increased. He went forward, so he moved along at a clip. Nothing slowed him down. He had momentum and he became very great. Well, you know, I don't want to become very great. It's not talking about your popularity. They all hated him. It's talking about success to take care of everything around you. People had water because of him.
Yeah.
People had food because of him. People had jobs because of him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So he kept on going till he became very great. So notice there's success and reward along the way.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
He was rewarded along the way. So your reward is not just in heaven.
Right.
And I'm just going to tell you again what it is. More authority in the earth. Your power's going to turn up. Your anointing's going to turn up. The more that you focus and get in your lane and work in what you have and flow in what you have and build that momentum, the easier and the further you're going to go and the more authority you're going to have.
Yes.
Now, listen, if you don't understand what we're talking about authority, we're talking about exousia. We're talking about authority over the dark realm.
Yes.
Over negative thoughts.
Yeah.
And it's responsibility. It's responsibility for people and things. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. It's all of the above. Hallelujah. This is part of your reward. So, you know, you say, well, I don't want to be responsible for anything. Come out of them, devil. Okay. Now, so it's what life is, church. So, but I'm going to tell you this one thing and then we'll click past here. After saying everything I just said, I want to tell you something. The greatest reward you have or will ever have is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is your reward. He is your blessing. He is everything. It's the greatest reward you'll ever have. Amen. Now, let's go here. We're pressing toward the mark. for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, getting focused, staying in our lane, and building momentum. Say, getting focused,
getting focused,
staying in our lane,
in our lane,
building momentum.
Building momentum.
Okay, that's what we're doing. We're focused. We're staying in that lane. This is what I do good. This is what you do good. We're staying in that lane. Okay. All right. We're building momentum. So I have three things to bring up to you before we stop here. Number one, parasite drag. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. So obviously we can, if he's telling us to do it, there's a grace with it. Hey, you know how people got delivered from addiction today? That's because a grace came. When he says you can do something, the grace is on right then. You can do it right then. If God says start this, okay, you can do it. Start daily television, you can do it.
Yeah.
Do this, you can do it. Start a new leg of the whatever, you can do it, whatever he's saying. Okay, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Lay aside what so easily slows us down. Now, maybe you're not aware of this, but this fast that you're on right now is laying aside. You're doing it right now. You're laying aside something that so easily beset you. If you didn't, I mean, unless you lied to yourself and did something that, and you're not really doing it, you just want all of us to think you're doing something. Well, hey. Now, what are you fasting from? Wait a minute, I gotta think something. Too late. I'm playing with you. It isn't any of my business. You do what you want to. But the truth is when you fasted, you said, I overdo it with that. That's what you're saying. I overdo it with that, so I'm going to say no to it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yep.
So one of the things that I did was bread and sugar. So I told Deb on the way to town, because Deb always asked me, where do you want to eat today? And so every place I thought of was bread. I'm not going to eat it. I don't care if there's a whole platter sitting in front of me. I'm not eating it. I said I wouldn't.
That's right.
Well, just this one time and then no. That's the idea of fasting. You say no.
Yeah. It is.
But there you are laying aside.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're laying it aside so that you can run faster. Well, how does that work? Well, for one thing, if you lay aside bread, you will literally run faster. But the idea here is that you'll hear God.
Yeah.
You'll make a better connection with God.
Right.
And then you can pray these things out. I tell you, I already got some things. Well, today finishes our first week. And the Lord already led me to show me some truths about some things that were going on in the world.
Wow. Praise God.
Amen. So anyway, we got to get on here. So runners run with little clothes, right? You don't go see them on a ski bib out there running, right? They're going to run with little clothes. Planes fly with as least weight as possible on the plane. If one of them loses an engine, what do? They start dumping fuel, right? Okay. So they have to go little as possible. So parasite drag. So you're going to reach your goal faster. Amen. If you throw off what's holding you back. Throw off what's holding you back. Number two. The past, I want to bring it up again. That was a joke right there. Did y'all get that?
Yeah.
The past, I want to bring it up again.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all catch that later. Praise the Lord. Forget the past.
Yeah.
Holding on is only believing there is a past. Letting go is believing you have a future. Now, do you have a future?
Yeah.
So let go. Yeah, but you don't know what I did. Let go. But you don't. Let go. Let it go. You can't start a new chapter of your life if you keep reading the last chapter.
Well, that's good.
Move on to the next chapter. Say, well, you know, back on this chapter. Stop it. You have to move forward. Change your focus. Don't fight the old. Build the new. Y'all know who Robert Frost is, right? Famous author. This is what he said. In three words, I can sum up everything I learned about life. it goes on. It goes on. That's just the truth. Church, the first steps toward getting somewhere is to decide that you're not going to stay where you are. If you want to get somewhere, you have to decide. In just about 12 minutes, 15 minutes, we're going to leave here. But you could sit in here. But you are and probably already decided that you're going to leave here and go somewhere. That's as easy as it is to make decisions in life. I am deciding this is what I'm going to do. And you make quality decisions and you stick to them and you start the path and you get in your lane and you get going and you stop looking back. Amen. I would say one fault of the church is they always look back to the old moves of God in a negative way. Well, this is how we did it back then.
Yeah.
Now, all of the moves were wonderful and we gleaned from those. But a lot of people don't want to come out of their former revelation. Mm-hmm. You don't let go of it, but you don't stay there.
Right.
You add to it. You move forward. Okay. Things are not going to be exactly like Pensacola. Things are not going to be exactly like Toronto. No. They're not going to be exactly like Azusa Street. The glory will be, but it'll still come forth in a different way. I mean, the Jesus movement should have taught you that. That was really strange, I think.
Yeah.
But it happened. Amen. Thank God. So change your focus. Move forward. Life's going to go on. Don't let your past kill your future.
Amen.
Don't pay attention to what people say about you.
Yeah.
Well, they used to be. I thought that doesn't matter.
Right.
Or I failed so many times. Pick up your shovel. Time to dig another well. Keep moving forward. Amen. So the past is just a stepping stone. It's not a millstone in your life. And let me just say something to those of you who are wanting future with right persons in your life. Okay? If you don't get anything else and you're considering relationships, hear what I'm going to say. If you spend too long holding on to the one who treats you like an option, you'll miss finding the one who treats you like a priority. Go where you're celebrated. Make relationships where you're celebrated. You go be in a church where you're not just an option. You're a priority. Go there. When it comes to relationship with your new man or your new wife or whatever, you shouldn't be an option. Well, maybe we can get together. I'm not sure. I'll see, or let's see how this goes. You need to pray and ask God to send you the right person, and you know it, and it's done, and you are equally yoked.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. That's good
preaching. Praise the Lord. I know there's so much out there about digging around in the past about being abused and needing to be healed and different things that people have been through, rejection. And I understand. What I want you to understand is every person in the sound of my voice has been rejected. You are not alone. Many people have been abused. Many. You are not the only one. People have been rejected and people get into rejection syndromes. Okay? And then they'll go and they'll try to hire their therapy who keeps them focused on what happened to them instead of looking at their future.
Yeah.
And what it does is it creates grief and selfishness. Now, I'm not saying there's not a clean grief. You understand that? But I'm talking about the spirit of grief that locks you into, oh, poor me. That's right. Shuts you down. We're not talking about being crying when somebody leaves you. I mean, emotions are there, right? But what I'm talking about is a lot of times people will get therapy and they'll go sit and that person wants to talk over and over and discuss over and over how they beat you, how they hit you, how they mistreated your body, how they talked to you, and the devil will keep you like a little guinea pig or a little gerbil on a little spinning wheel, and you'll stay in that, and in a little while, If all life will be is, let's talk about me and my problems. And you'll say, hi, isn't today sunny? I'm miserable because I'm, yeah, and it's not sunny to me because 59 years ago, I went through this. You know what's happening? You're letting someone that far back run your life today. It's time to forgive them and let it go. But you don't know what they did. I bet we do. Bet most of us know something about it. Church, I have good friends that were abused physically, mentally, emotionally, and they never say a word, never. It's like it never happened to them. They got healed. Well, I just feel so bad because I was so mean and hateful to so-and-so, and then they died. Church, come on. You've been mean and hateful to a lot of people, probably. Move on. Whether they died or not is of no consequence. They did. But if I just had to had that, if I could have said one more thing to them, you'll get another chance. Well, what if they went to hell and I'm going to heaven? We'll send them a message. Now. Don't write me an ugly letter. It was a joke, okay? But I am telling you the truth about that. You don't need to feel guilty. Stop feeling guilty. Ask the Lord to forgive you one time. Command a crop failure one time and move forward. Every one of us, at some point, even today, we open our big mouths and then we leave going, I can't believe I said that. I'm just smarting off. You know, if you need to ask that person to forgive you, do. Yeah. And if you don't, leave it alone and go on. Ask the Lord about it, but ask him to forgive you. Just get it off your plate.
That's right.
But if you keep harping on what someone has done to you, you're just on that little spinning wheel.
Oh boy.
Start a new future. I was watching a show the other day. It was called Made in Italy. It's nice and clean, good show. And, so they both had these past, and when they first met each other, so they hadn't fixed their past yet, and so they got tangled, you know. And so right at the end of the show, they said, well, now what are we going to do? And the lady said something real smart. She said, let's just start over. Hello. And she introduced herself. And he said, well, I'm so-and-so. Let's start over. Start over. Just start over. That's all you have to do. Just start over. Praise the Lord. Number three. Oh, and by the way, just let the Lord heal you of rejection. Get healed. But you don't know the trauma. My child died. Yes, I do know it. Sure do know it. And I'm telling you, you can win and move forward. Yeah, but they died in the worst way. I do know about it. I do know about that worst way. God is the healer, and he can change that. Amen. Number three, time. The third thing is time. What was the first thing? Woo, good. Parasite drag. What was the second thing? Pass. Get over the pass. Here's time. Now listen, church. The bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot. Okay? You're the pilot. So with whatever time you have, drive it, fly it, do it. You can't turn back the clock, but you can wind it up again. If you're in here and you're 70 or 80, wind up that clock. You got to go again. Amen. If you're young and you just feel like you failed, wind up the clock. You're going again. Amen. Now, I want to say something to you about how you spend your time because you're going, oh no, she's going to, no, I'm not. You'll be surprised about what I'm going to say because a lot of people feel like they waste their time. Did you hear that? I can't believe I was doing this. I was wasting my time. I should have been plugging along at work or I've just been wasting my time with this or that. Well, it is true. You should be a good judge of your time, but there's only one thing more precious than our time, and that's who we spend it on. It's who we spend it on. Fellowship is not a waste. It's not to standing and talking is not a waste. You can imagine that I spend some hours a week with the staff, and particularly Danny. And it's interesting how when you spend time with someone, they're the ones you have the most to talk about with. So we spend all week together, and then we're, you know, getting all our stuff done. And then now we're standing on the sidewalk in my front yard preaching to each other. I know. Did you know the words? Just preach. So I'm following her all the way to the gate, and we're just preaching, just going. Now, I could have been doing some stuff. Was that a waste? Absolutely not. We were admonishing one another. Iron sharpens iron. Praise the Lord. You have that fellowship with someone who is equally yoked to you, and you can move and understand what they're doing, they'll help you with your correction. There's just so many wonderful things about it. Amen. It's so good. That's not a waste. Well, you know, I should have been working, but I was out on the boat. Maybe being out on the boat was the better thing. Maybe so. Well, you know, I was just laying watching TV in front of the couch. Maybe you needed a rest. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, some of y'all legalistic people aren't happy about that, but we're going to press on. It's who is important. You know, we're here for 3 hours a week. 3 hours a week. Sunday morning, an hour and about 2 hours, and then Wednesday night about an hour and 15 minutes. That's not really very much. When you're here, make the best of the time. Tell somebody something good. Say hi to somebody. Come 5 minutes early. Say something good to somebody. Leave 5 minutes later if you can. Well, I made my mark. I came. Get in, get out. No. Shake somebody's hand. Tell them how pretty they look in that pink shirt today. Say, do something. Yeah. Amen. It's so important. Yeah. Resting is not a waste of time either. No. It's not a waste of time. Having fun is not a waste of time. No. Time you enjoy wasting is not a waste of time. That's my best saying right there. Time you enjoy wasting is not a waste of time. You may feel like it because you're so guilt-ridden. I'm preaching to somebody really good right now. I need to have been doing this. Well, it is your choice. Relax, brother. Did y'all understand me in that language? Relax, brother. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. On the other side of that, y'all still here? Y'all getting sleepy?
No.
We're right on the clock. We're going to end at the exact time because we're on time and not wasting it. So on the other side of that, if you just spend hours sleeping all the time, you could be spending your accomplishing time and you could be hurting your body. We don't need to be sleeping, you know, 30 hours a day. I got up at 10 and I'll take a nap at 3. And I mean, that's unheard of to some of you, but some people sleep a lot. It could be harmful to you to sleep too much. Now I get the teenage thing, okay? You wake up at 10 o'clock and you stay up till 4 or whatever. You know, I get that stuff. But I'm just talking about you just sleep too much. It could be harmful to you. Y'all don't want to hear about it, so let's move right along. Okay, now, but I will tell you this. Proverbs 6:10 says, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. So there again, make sure you're choosing your time and doing what you do with it wisely, or you'll end up broke. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, time is an equal opportunity employer. Listen to this. Each human being has exactly the same numbers of hours and minutes every day. Rich people can't buy more hours.
Yeah.
Scientists can't invent new minutes. And you can't save time to spend it on another day. That's good, isn't it? That's good. Even so, time is amazingly fair and forgiving. No matter how much time you've wasted in the past, you still have an entire tomorrow. Isn't that good? So today we're going to press toward the goals. We're pressing toward the goals. People with goals succeed because you know where you're going. You get in your lane and you know where you're going. This is old hat to some of you. You already know where you are. You already know where you know what your priorities. You know where you're going. And one of the major benefits of reaching your goals is the person you become while you're reaching them. You're enjoying the journey and you're becoming a different person, because sometimes as you're working into your goals, there's pressure on it. If you can't take some pressure, you might want to reevaluate things. Oh, I can't do this and I can't do that and I know this and I don't feel like doing this and that. Come on. I was talking to the earlier group today. The reason our military was so good in the old days is because they learned, they developed under sustained pressure.
Yeah.
You had to get up. You had to go to work. You have to do it. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing.
It is.
I had to do this. I get to, but the idea that there's pressure that I could either choose, you know, you need to put a little something in that gas and move forward. You want to have a little get up and your go, you know? You don't want to just, I just don't want to. I'm just not going to do anything. Tomorrow I'll be here. Well, if you're going to succeed, you are going to have to cooperate and get in there and do something.
True.
Amen.
That's right.
Y'all still here?
Oh, yeah.
You see what I've told you today? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm always more interested in what I'm going to be doing tomorrow than what I've already done. Amen. And we're just going to live by faith. We're going to reach those goals. And the good news is that you don't have to do it alone. You have the Holy Spirit and He's helping you. We have a guide. We have power. He's the ultimate achiever. You're going to achieve.
Yep.
How many real estate agents are in here? Okay, look. So three, four and a half. Okay. So I prophesy that you are going to have the best year that you've ever had in Jesus' name. You're going to sell more property. This includes Bobby. In Jesus' name. You're going to sell more than you ever have in Jesus' name. The best, the highest price, people giving the best bids. And you're also, what Miss Dunham taught me is this, you're not just putting people in there so you can get the money. People are finding their homes where they belong.
Yeah.
Amen. You're putting people where they belong, doing what they belong. Amen. Thank you for it, Lord. You're going to build momentum this year, you guys. Momentum.
Yeah.
You're going to have momentum. Yeah. This happened and this happened and this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Now, how many people in here work for someone, but you want to climb the ladder? Where are you? In the name of Jesus, I declare promotion right now. I declare promotion right now. I thank you, Lord, for promotion right now. I thank you that they can't live without these people who've raised their hands, and they need to bring them up to another level. Promotion in Jesus' name. How many of you need clients that come in and you sell them a product or a service? In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the clients. I thank you for the progress right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for them coming in and receiving what they need from these fine people in Jesus' name. The work is done easily, satisfactorily. It's done well, and they're put at the top of the list of call them. They can do it. Call them. They know what they're doing in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus reached his goals. Paul reached his goals. We can reach our goals. We're going to reach our goals. And if you don't have any goals today, I'm just going to tell you how to get one. Here's your goal right now. Ready? If you don't have a goal, you're like, I don't know if I even have a goal. I just, you know, get my lunchbox, go to work, come home, watch some TV. I don't really have a goal, or I'm too young to have a goal, or I don't really know what I want to do. Well, I'll tell you what to do then. If you listen to me, make this the goal. Pray. Just pray. Seek the Lord. Because then you're going to get a goal. And then you're going to go, this is cool. So I'm going to do this. And and can I tell you, it can be fun. You can actually enjoy your job. I can't think of all the times I said, Larry, what have you been doing? Playing. Really, I mean, he runs a company, but he says playing. That must tell me that he's enjoying what he's doing. Amen. As you can tell, I really enjoy what I'm doing because I take so long. Please stand up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Write the goal down. Once you get it, write it down. I want to lose 5 pounds. Write it down. Look at it every day. Weigh every day if you need to. Weigh every other day. Figure out, get a plan of how you want to do it if you want to lose weight. What you should eat, what you shouldn't eat. I'll give you a hint. Give up bread and sugar. It'll help a whole lot. Goes fast. Praise the Lord. Amen. Find out what's good for you. Find out what's not good for you. Find out what you can do. And anything you do, just God will show you. And then keep track of it, and you're going to hit your goal. And then you're going to keep pressing in your lane for what you're called to do. Just as a show of hands, how many of you feel like you're in your lane doing what you're supposed to do? Let me see your hands. Look at this, beautiful people. Look at this. You know what you want to do. Now, so in the name of Jesus, for the rest of you, I declare you get in your lane and do what God called you to do, because you're going to love, love, love it. And I will tell you this, and nobody throw a tomato at me. Couch potato is not a lane. Boom. Now, if you work on your couch, okay. Yeah. Old people. I hadn't finished my sentence. Some old people think that they're finished. You're not finished.
Oh, no.
You may have retired from your job, but you ain't finished.
That's right.
Load up, kid. You going. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Three victories, three victories, three victories right on the surface. Three victories. Name it and get them. Name it and get them. Just say, Lord, I need these three victories. You spot them, you see them, you agree with them, and you have them in Jesus' name. You have a particularly interesting springtime coming. It's very interesting. The harvest will just bloom all over the place. It's the year of the bloom for Jesse. The year of the, I mean, you are just the creative abilities. Everything is going to flow like a river. And just some things, you've sown lots and lots of seed, lots of seed. It's harvest time right now. It's harvest time. It's coming in. Put forth the sickle, put forth that mouth and reap that harvest in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to delegate some authority to you, says the Lord. I'm going to give you some delegated authority. You'll be like a secret agent in the place where I've sent you. And in that place, there'll be words to pray on the way, words to say on the way home, and it will bring promotion to you. Take advantage of it and watch what I'll do in that very place. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. Karabaka sobre, kilabrabakosom, resta basa katish kilom brabakolinde, resta vrebeke lovrabakosom. I've got my eye on you, says the Lord. I've got my eye on you. And now here we go. Now here we go. Now here we go. Next level up. Next success. Success. The beauty of life. All spring, you'll see the beauty of life. And reward is at hand. God sees you as a special gift to all people in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Somebody right here, you've been working on something, and I heard the Lord say, the mystery is uncovered. There's a mystery that is uncovered. You want to know something. The mystery is uncovered in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. You get to the bottom of it this year. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's someone who's listening out there today. God is pulling you closer. He wants to pull you closer. Listen intensely. Listen to him. He's going to bring his glory into your home, and then he's going to bring you and establish you in a particular place he needs you to be, and you'll know who you are in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Let's pray one more minute. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I just keep seeing over you the word new, new, new. Something new, something new, something new. It isn't even much of a risk for you. I mean, it's just kind of like if you were stepping off a dock into a brand new boat type situation. It's not even that I'm just going to step off into a new place. The Lord has prosperity on his mind for the both of you. Prosperous, very successful. It's coming up, and it's coming up quick. Watch for the opportunity. You'll have it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. 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 The giftings and callings of God are without repentance. You're a deep well. You're a deep well. You are uncovered, and you're a deep well. But now, you flow like a spring. You're flowing like a spring. That well doesn't have to be dipped into. From this day forward, they will come and drink from the spring. Those around you, people that have known you for years, and then new people, there's a spring gushing forth. People need to have your love and your friendship like never before. You can be a friend to people, and God has called you to friendships. Watch what happens. Watch what overtakes you. There's a specific anointing on the spring coming forth out of you. You know what to say. You know how to play it. You know how to do it. You'll have it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. I've got my eye on you, says the Lord, and I'm raising you up. I'm raising you up to new levels. You've said it. You've been created about it. You have had a passion about things. You've had a calling about things. I've brought them together. And now, in your prayer, I'm going to raise things up. You will see your heart's desire. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Even today, even this very day, you stepped over into a new place. You've decided today, even today, almost unaware, you have picked up yourself into a new place. God is positioning you and promoting you. Watch the strength of your gift come forth in new ways in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you. I'm giving you a gifting. There's people in your midst around you who feel sorry for themselves. You know, the Lord has given you the gift of encouragement. The Lord will strengthen people through you. I also have a plan at hand. And if you'll seek me, you'll enjoy and see even the bigger plan that is right before you. There's a few pieces that haven't, you have heart things that you desire, but there's a few pieces that actually haven't even come up on the scene. And as soon as you see them, they're going to match your heart. And you're going to go, that's part of the dream. That's part of the plan. And the Lord would say to you, I do have that truck, and you have it too. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Thank you for it. I actually saw you as like a drill going into, not like this kind of drill, like a drill that goes to kind of like a post hole digger, an auger. I saw you like an auger, and I saw you opening up places as an auger. So the anointing on you to play, the anointing on you to say, the anointing on you is going to increase now. You're going to open up. You can almost call yourself Isaac because you're going to open up spiritual wells in Jesus' name. Get ready to move forward. And you will literally be envied. Literally be envied. Pay no attention to what anyone says or does. You're going to have it all in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord. Seven creative miracles this year. Seven creative miracles in Jesus' name. Seven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Giving you the ability to start something. Small beginnings will turn into great things. Watch for it. A desire is going to come. There's something you're going to start, and it's going to work in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. I see an enabling that hasn't been there before, and now it's coming forth. It's always been in you since your mother's womb, but now I'm calling it an enabling on purpose. You'll have to look that up, but there's something that maybe, has been held back on purpose that now is going to come up and out of you like never before. And there'll be a great exchange. I need to say that. I don't even know what I'm saying, but God will show us. There's this great exchange in your life. You have a clear path and ideas. Thoughts, the dimensions of God are going to stream through you like a river. Success might as well be your middle name because you have it in Jesus' name. And there's something very dear to God's heart that he's going to ask you to do as an assignment. It's not a forever. It's just an assignment that will come. And he's going to say, would you please do this for me? And when you do it, it's going to open up a life bucket list that you're going to fulfill, all of it, in Jesus' name. All you have to do is start with the one thing he asked you to do. Then the big tractor will come. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's an idea coming. It's ingenious. It's an idea. It hasn't even been thought of. And it's sitting right on the inside of you. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I'm going to turn your prayer focus a certain way. And as you pray, you'll watch it play out just like you'd watch a movie. You'll watch the authority that God is going to use you in prayer. Watch it just bloom. Watch it just push forth. It's just going to push. You'll go, wow. God said that through me. Well, God said that through me. Well, watch that. Look at that. Look at that. You watch. You've been called to the front lines as a prayer. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You know, the people that pray in their closets, they're doing more good than anything. Thank you for it, Lord. Y'all received this today? Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you guys.